Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
What I see that people just absolutely neglect or aren't aware of is this steady theme of grace that really is written, you know, it's woven throughout all the stories and in many ways overpowers a lot of the other stories. And so that was really what the impetus behind the book was saying, you know, there's a ton of books on grace out there. I mean, there's so many. And I said, well, what do I have to contribute? And I said, well, I would love to kind of combine my teaching through the Old Testament and revealing, you know, grace in places where people I don't think have noticed it. Mm. If I can give one quick example, if you want more, I can give more.
Yeah.
But, you know, the last part of the last half of the book of Exodus is one of the most boring sections of the Bible. Like, I'm a Bible teacher. I don't mind saying that. It's tough to read. You know, it's a lot of, you know, nitty gritty laws. And there's a section in Exodus 25 to 31 where God gives a blueprint for how to build a tabernacle, okay? And again, if you're really curious on how to build a tabernacle, then it may be a thrilling section. Other than that, it's a little tedious to work through, you know? So you read this section. Now, the main point down the tabernacle is it's God saying, I want to dwell with you. Like, that is the main point behind the tabernacle and temple. It is a place where God can come down and dwell with his people. So really, it's all about relationship. Like, that's what a tabernacle, the building of a tabernacle conveys. So you have chapters 25 to 31, God says, I want to dwell with you. I want to be with you. But then in Exodus 32 to 34, you have the famous golden calf incident, where while Moses is on the mountain making this covenant with God, Israel is like worshiping idols, you know, I compare it to like committing adultery on your wedding night. Like, it's like, you know, they're entering into this marriage covenant with God. They're cheating on him with foreign gods. So you would expect God to say, all right, this isn't going to work. You know, I'm just going to wipe these people off the map and start over. Interestingly, yes, Moses actually almost encourages God to do that. But God says, no, these are my people. And so the last few chapters of Exodus, 35 to 40, you see them building the tabernacle. And in the last section, God comes down and dwells among his people, even though, or maybe especially because, they are utterly sinful, unholy, and need the holy relational presence of God. And so you have this, you know, amazing trajectory of grace and relationship that often gets buried underneath, you know, boring sections of the Bible.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.